talking. Good morning. We are live with our friends from the Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Asthma Center here in Springfield. Dr. Crabtree is joining us right now, specializes in, of course, the respiratory conditions of any individual out there, especially young people as well. Good morning, Dr. Crabtree. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. And as a pulmonologist, you specialize in the treatment of respiratory conditions, including chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is also known as COPD. Can you tell us lay people, though, in the language that we can better understand a little bit more about COPD, please?
Sure, I'd be glad to, Bonzi. This is a topic, obviously, that I've dealt with for the 30-plus years that I've been practicing medicine, and most of it in the Springfield area. But COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is actually a relatively common. It's a progressive disease of the lungs that actually is characterized by irreversible airflow obstruction, unlike asthma, which is a reversible disease process. It also has persistent inflammation of the airways and is punctuated by these recurrent exacerbations, which are periods of time when the symptoms, the day-to-day symptoms, become much worse. Oftentimes that's prompted by a viral infection or things as simple as pollution, and I've had a significant increase this last week. After the Canadian wildfire smoke and inhalation of that, even here, compared to what it's like on the coast, has resulted in exacerbations in my patients with this disease. COPD is, as I said, common, and it's increasing in the amount of morbidity and mortality in our country and the world in general. More people smoke in other countries than our country, unfortunately. And in our country, it's now become the third or fourth most common cause of death.
Wow.
So it's not just a minor problem in our society. The thing that I want to point out about the disease is in the past, it was considered a dead lung because someone smoked and there's they're all the same, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, in fact, it's a very heterogeneous disease in both the susceptibility, the inflammatory profiles, the clinical presentation, the long-term trajectory or the outcome in the end from this disease, and treatment responses among these patients with COPD is different, and therefore we need to find a different approach than what's been going on in the past, which is a one-size-fits-all approach,
right?
Which has proven prior to this time to not be the way to go, if you will.
Right.
The people who have COPD have this progressive shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and most often they're tobacco smokers, first or second hand, but other things such as occupational exposures, air pollution, dust, especially metal dust, chemicals. And even in third world countries, smoke from wood stoves inside can contribute to a significant incidence of this disease.
So diagnosing this is something you can diagnose, and you have tests that are set for this.
That's correct. It's usually made both a clinical as well as a diagnosis of lung function test, but it's a combination of the symptoms, examination findings, and then a specific lung function test called a spirometry, which is underused in general, other than in pulmonary. I think our primary care physicians need to use more of this to screen for this disease, but it's a test where the patient breathes into the device and it measures the amount of air they can exhale and how quickly they can get the air out. And this can determine if there's airway obstruction present, because that's a major characteristic of COPD. We do a complete history, physical exam, usually order labs and chest x-ray more so to rule out other conditions such as heart disease or other things that can mimic it and firm up that diagnosis of COPD.
That's great. And then so obviously, you know, 20 years ago, COPD probably wasn't known as much as there is today with all of our medical advances and technology. Is there any big developments that have come out for COPD, the positive kind?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. The new treatments for COPD, I think, are probably the most important aspect of what's happened in this last decade or so. There are multiple new and novel treatments that in the past we would give a patient an inhaler and say, you know, if you get worse, let me know, we'll put you on oxygen and, you know, things like that. But we've got much more going on now than what we'd had in the past. And I think the approach to treating these patients is completely different than what it had been. And some of the other physicians practicing now may disagree with me, and ones in the past may roll over in their graves. But I feel that the classic gold standard, which is the gold guidelines, are inadequate in determining how we should treat these patients. I think an approach needs to be more precision type or individualized, and that's what one of the things that has come out is finding a specific treatment for that individual. I think it goes all the way back to the 1850s. Charles Darwin of the theory of evolution started talking about lumpers and splitters, where people lump things together into large groups or they split them up into smaller groups. And I think it's been found that we need to more and more use these techniques that we have to find a specific treatment for each of the smaller groups that respond in a different way to the many different options that we now have.
Very good. That's a lot of info, Dr. Crabtree, and it's really remarkable, and I love how all these advancements are revolutionizing as well and just getting better and better for people to live, you know, everyday normal lives. Please, real quick, if you can, we've got about 30 seconds, tell us how patients can seek you out and make an appointment today if they have more questions.
Well, absolutely. We are here at Midwest Allergy, Sinus, Asthma, and Respiratory, and if you need an appointment, you can call us here at 217-717-4404, or we have a website that you can get in touch with us. We also have multiple different studies going on if people would like to get involved with some of these COPD studies and determining new treatments and options. So there's a lot out there coming in the future, and either way, I see patients 5 days a week here in the clinic. And we'd be glad to take anyone on who needs some assistance.
Awesome. Asthma2.com. Asthma2.com. That's how you can find out more info as well. Dr. Crabtree, thank you so much for your time this morning. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very much.